this is Tom Castaldi, and welcome to the Heritage Trail. Today we're standing in the midst of Headwaters Park. This entire area bubbles over with history, and there's a lot to learn here. Each Heritage Trail marker presents an interesting, sometimes dramatic story, in which can be seen the many facets of the American experience. Together, our trail makes a powerful statement about the richness of our region's history. Many are described in a guidebook published for this local treasure entitled On the Heritage Trail. Today, in Headwaters Park on the east side of Clinton Street, you'll find a series of markers along the oval walkway. You might enjoy taking the time to hike the park's oval with a youngster and read the stories the markers tell. If he or she is a reader, have them read the text to you. Standing on the site where events took place is a meaningful way to demonstrate how reading history can help a kid understand the community they call home and the people who make the community a good place to live. Until you have the time to visit the trail in the park, here's a sample of what you'll find. It is virtually impossible to speak of the Fort Wayne area history without mentioning its first interstate transportation system called the Wabash and Erie Canal. You'll hear about the canal often on the Heritage Trail. It and its influence on our region are mentioned on several historical markers. Anchoring the southern edge of what today is known as the Headwater Park Thumb, the Wabash and Erie Canal's importance to transportation to the western part of the United States and to the growth of Fort Wayne was substantial. Headwaters Park is on the summit or highest elevation of the canal project, and to function, the Wabash and Erie depended on the waters of the St. Joseph River. Our early developers took pride in drawing attention to George Washington's birthday as well as our nation's founding day. Groundbreaking was held on February 22, 1832. The grand opening celebrated here, connecting Lake Erie with the Ohio River, took place on July 4, 1843. For the first time, boat travel was possible between Toledo, Ohio, at the mouth of the Maumee River, and Lafayette, Indiana, considered the practical head of steamboat navigation on the Wabash River that flows south into the Ohio-Mississippi River system. By 1853, the canal had reached Evansville, Indiana, covering 468 miles, establishing it as the longest canal in the Western Hemisphere, second only to the Grand Canal of China. By bridging over the few miles of land, or portage, that lie between the Maumee River east of the park and the Wabash River at the forks of the Wabash in Huntington, Indiana, to the west, the Wabash and Erie Canal made possible continuous water traffic from the eastern Atlantic seacoast to the Gulf of Mexico. Because of improved transportation, markets developed, encouraging both commerce and agriculture, and people followed in droves. Later, railroad competition reduced the effectiveness of the canal, and the old waterway route was filled in to be replaced with railroad tracks. Today, standing on what was once a 4-feet-deep water-filled canal under the railroad elevation, the landscape of Headwaters Park can be viewed to the north. This is Tom Castaldi, and we're out of time for now, but plan to join with us next time on the Heritage Trail.